My wife just left for Nigeria 25 minutes after me. She's very different from me in the fact that she can spend a week in England and be relaxed. I can't. And I'm just beginning to unwind now. Because I'm back at home, you know how much it is. You supply your own power, your own whatever. I just wanted a break. So I said, let me just come to Manchester and spend another week. But she would have loved to be here. I'm sure she would. But she's on her way back to Nigeria right now. Anybody who follows me, who's been listening to my messages for years, knows that one of the things I usually don't pray about is blessings. I had to go through a rude awakening with the Lord very recently. One of those things that God does to you after you've grown up in Him, and because you think you know it, but you don't. You really think you do. You really think you know God, but you don't. He enjoys that turn. You know what I mean? Just when you think you've discovered. How many of you read that proverb thing? Don't answer a fool according to his folly, right? But answer a fool according to his folly so he's not wiser. That's confusing, isn't it? Which one am I supposed to do? It's a remarkable scripture. Psalm 67, please. Can we look at it? I'm going to share from there this morning. I told Pastor, what are you doing this morning? He says, look, just do whatever you want. So I'm going to do whatever I want. Now, please, I want you to notice some key phrases. You're not going to find in this psalm, bless me. You're going to find this psalm, bless us. Very similar to our Father. It is not my Father. It is our Father. There's something about us that we've become so self-centered that we think about ourselves alone. That's why it's very impressive when you get into a church and they actually pray for the nation that they're in. Because the Bible says if you pray for the nation that you're in exile in, when it prospers, you too prosper. You know? So look at this psalm. It's one of those psalms you think you know until God decides to unveil it to you. It says, God be merciful to who? And then do what? And then cause your face to? It says, stop. Think. Let's look at the next verse. It says, that your way may be known on the earth and your salvation among all nations. You know the bottom line? And I was talking to Ezekiel on our way here. And I said, most of us don't understand that the people whom God, we are the only organization that exists for his non-members. I'm going to say that again. We are the only organization that exists for people who are not part of us. Think about it. You're not saved. We reach out and we save you. And yet you join us. What is your job? To reach out on those who are not saved. So we're the only organization that exists for people that. But the people that we are supposed to reach are not going to be impressed by our ability to quote scripture. They're going to be blessed by our ability to be blessed. Our uniqueness. And when you see the word bless in the Bible, be very careful. Because people always make this fundamental mistake. This is very similar to what he said to Abraham when he said, and God blessed Abraham saying, I will bless you and I will make your name great and I will make you a blessing. In other words, this word bless here, can you stay with verse 1, please? This word bless here is such a remarkable thing. Can you please stay with 67:1, please? Because there are two things, there are three things in that particular verse. Psalm 67, verse 1. Oh, I thought it was only my people. I say it's global. It's global, it's us, yeah. I used to think it was only my people, so if they're watching in Nigeria now, they'll be very happy. But seriously, look at what it says. It says, God be merciful to us. Do you know what mercy is? Mercy is not getting what you deserve. But look at what it says next. In other words, God, don't give me what I deserve. Then he says this. And then do what? Bless us. Bless us. And then cause your face. That is favor. How many of you know that when you want to pick up a child, especially a newly born child, you look at the mother's face. Am I right? If the mother is frowning, what does that tell you? Don't touch. So God is saying when he's looking at you with favor, you know that you've entered into another level. But this is my problem. I never used to pray this prayer. Because I thought the Bible says in Ephesians that I am blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. And then I got the slap of my life, which he said to me, you are blessed in spiritual places, but you need to have a manifestation, because it's only the manifestation unbelievers can see. Nobody listens to a poor person. Nobody listens to a poor person. He says, God, be merciful to us. God, bless us. Cause your face. And he says, look at the key. Look at the next verse. Today, good. That's great. That your way may be known. We have underestimated. When I was in the Jesus Embassy many years ago, that was before the World War, there was this... How many of you remember what intercessors used to look like in church? They would tie their hair. They would wear the ugliest skirt. They would look the most miserable. Come on, talk to me now. Because to us, that is blessing. How many of you are glad we've been delivered from that generation? You see, they would grunt. All over the place. But it's because, listen to me, there's something about when God blesses you, that causes the world to know his ways. We are not going to change the world by talking. Preaching and teaching is meant for salvation, but it is not the demonstration that the world needs. It is a place where I must be. And when I'm talking about blessing here, I am not talking about cars. And this is what always makes us get into trouble. Cars and houses. And how you look. No. My being blessed means my wife loves me. My being blessed means my children are successful. My being blessed means my needs are met. Let me ask you a question. I was asking Ezekiel this morning. Which one is better? For you to be having manna meet you every day. God, I have to pay school fees today. And £200 comes. Then next week, I have to pay rent. Another £200. Do you prefer that, or do you prefer that the work of your hand is blessed? We have parked our vehicle on this miraculous part of it, where we sit down and say, I want my needs met. I pray, 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 I sweat. No, God wants to bless. As a matter of fact, the Bible says the day their foot stepped into the promised land, guess what? Manna ceased. It is a greater blessing for God to bless the work of your hands than for you to receive a miracle of a need. Because you are not bringing any honor or glory to him. Look at what it says next. Let's go to the third verse. And I'm going to try and tie everything together in a few minutes, okay? It says, look at what happens. When you are blessed and his ways are shown to the world, the Bible says, let the people do what? Oh God, let all. Not Christians. Not Christians. You know, there was a gentleman called Olakunle Soarin. I don't know if you know him. He came to our church and he made this statement. And let me first explain this to you. 90% of the principles we run in our churches will never work in the real world. Think. I'm not saying they don't work in church. I'm saying they will never work in the real world. Because the world... Unbelievers have to respect your wisdom, not your spirituality. You know, can I just digress a little bit? I know there are kids here, but I need to digress a little bit. One of the things Shoni said that really blessed me was, he said, we're having a finance seminar, and so he was called to speak. And you know, typically, the woman gets up and says, hey, what if my husband doesn't support me with all this investment that I'm doing? And doesn't partake in what we're doing, doesn't save, doesn't do all that. Typically looking for somebody to side with her. That's typical. Human beings do it. So please, if I'm talking about you, don't mind. Okay? Now, he said this. He said, God is more interested in the institution of marriage than he is in your choice of person you marry. Let me explain it. Watch what I'm about to do now. If I want to go into real estate, I'm going to be looking for somebody like Ezekiel to be my partner because he has knowledge and wisdom about that institution of real estate. Am I making sense? Therefore, he's going to be a good partner. What if he decides to go and partner with a medical doctor? What happens? Both of you are going to fail. So because we've concentrated so much on our choice of marriage partners, without understanding the institution we're supposed to go in, many of us have made stupid choices. Does that make sense? If you understand what the institution is supposed to be, it helps you determine who you choose as your partner. But because you had no, all the prayer points was, God, give me a wife. God, give me a husband. No. Why do you need a wife? Why do you need a husband? If you know what the purpose of marriage is, you would be able to make the right choices of who. And then we won't be having all the challenges we're having now. By the way, marriage is a vehicle, not a destination. My scripture, leave me alone. I know who I am. At least Sinash told me that. Go to the next verse. It says, oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For you judge the people righteously and govern the nations of the earth. It's declaring God's character. Let's go to the next verse. I want to finish it. Let the people praise you. See it again. And let all the people praise you. Go to the next verse. That's the one you're going to find very exciting. Then the earth shall yield her increase. God, our own God, shall do what? Go to the last verse. God shall bless us, and all of the ends shall do what? My country is one of the most disrespected countries in the world. We're spoken down on, we're whatever, but when we start walking in the blessing of the Lord, the Bible says the whole earth will fear him. Now, where am I going with all this? We are trying to change the world through preaching and teaching what we are meant to be demonstrating. And so I began, you know, this is where my problem started. I was like, but God, have I missed out on so much because I didn't understand these principles? And the answer is yes. He says, I'm not asking you to pray that I bless you, because in Christ Jesus, you are blessed. You are asking me that the blessings I have given to you will become manifest in your life. Whatever is manifest can be felt, seen, or touched. There was a gentleman he really didn't come for counseling. He's my wife's cousin, whatever. They were talking yesterday about marriage and so on and so forth. And then the usual typical scenarios of marriage, African marriages in England, he was talking about them, giving us scenarios of how the Indians and the Asians are doing better than Africans and so on and so forth. And because he wasn't my visitor, I just listened. The Bible says, watch and pray, Abby. So I'm just listening. So finally, at the end of the day, he makes one statement. And I turned to him and said, he says, nobody listens to me. I mean, people don't listen to... Generally, people don't listen to me in the family. They don't listen to what I have to say. And I said, it's not because you are poor. There was a boy in my church. Young boy. Used to walk, I think Shell or something like that. Junior guy. Rising up, you know, and all that. And so he wanted to marry this girl. Every time he takes the girl home, they would drive her out. I'm talking about physically drive her out. So he would come and cry to me in church. Pastor, I took her home, they embarrassed her and all. I said, how rich are you? Then I said, go back. Don't take her home until you are really wealthy and you're supporting everybody in the house. I said, when you go home next time, even if you brought a dog, they will say, thank you. You see, people are not stupid. Why do we listen to Mark Zuckerberg? Why do we listen to Bill Gates? Why do we listen to Oprah Winfrey? Why do we listen to all these people? I'm asking you. Because they're successful at what they do. And we want them to listen to us when we have nothing to say or to show. And God says, enough of that. My people, when they come up, do you know how much respect Pharaoh had for Moses? That allowed Moses to enter into his whatever. Because don't forget, Moses had been there as a chief architect. He was a successful man before he ran away from Israel, from Egypt. So when he came back, he came. Even Jesus, when he told the disciples, listen to what he said to them. He says, when you get to a city, find somebody who has a reputation and stay with the person. You know, many years ago, there's this big, I think it's like Afa Babalawo, one very rich, successful senior advocate of Nigeria. This junior lawyer had tried to commit suicide. He had graduated from university, couldn't get jobs for 5 years. His wife was miserable. His children were miserable. So somebody said, see down there, that's the house of a senior advocate of Nigeria. So he gets to the senior advocate's house, knocks on the door, and that one opens the door but doesn't allow him in. Yes, can I help you? I'm a lawyer. I graduated from the same university you came out from Ife. My life is miserable. I have had no job. I said, really? Where do you live? Okay, I live at that end. I said, okay, no problem. Come with me. He walked up the street with the guy. Then he walked down the street with the guy. Then they was gisting with him. Yeah, what did you study? Have you done this? What part do you know about legal services? No. And he walks right back to his gate and says, bye-bye. And enters into his house. And the guy is angry. He says, I came to share my problem. You didn't even give me a card or a recommendation. You didn't even give me any money. Why? He shut the door. He got up and said, now I'm going to kill myself. As he walked out of the place, one woman walked up to him. Oga, I just saw you talking to the senior. You're a lawyer. I have a problem that I can't give to this big man. I want to give it to you. Can you please help me handle it? I don't have much money. After he got to the end of, somebody else came up. Are you a? Yeah. And so jobs started coming. What was the son doing? He was rubbing his reputation. He walked around the street saying that we are friends. We are friends. We are colleagues. Respect him because I respect him. Do you know what God calls you and I? I am a friend of God. Do you think he was unsuccessful? Do you think Jesus could make furniture that was good? Mm-hmm. Or you think he said, I'm sorry, there was a problem I couldn't supply? Do you think his chairs were rickety? The Bible says he did everything well. He wasn't just talking about spirituality. There was excellence. You know what they said about Solomon? They said when Sheba saw the clothes that the servants wore, when she saw the quality of food and plates they were using, she bowed. No preaching. We are waiting. Go back to Psalm 1. To verse 1. Sorry. I'm going to close. Do you see where I'm coming from? And I said it. It's not God bless me. It's God bless us. And you know something else I was telling Ezekiel this morning? How you respond to the blessing on somebody else's life determines whether you get blessed or not. Remember what happened to the people who went to work at 9 o'clock in the morning? Those who went to work at 12 in the afternoon? Those who went to work at 3 p.m.? And those who now came to work at 5? 1 hour later, Oga gave them the same salary as he had promised those who started at 9. Huh? Remember what happened? And those ones said, wait a minute. If he's giving these guys that came at 5, let's say 200 pounds or 250 pounds. It means those of us who came at 9 are supposed to get more. But those who came at 9, they gave them 250 pounds also. And they said, what was our original agreement? Are you angry that I am doing right? Are you angry that I'm choosing to bless whom I choose to bless? Once you are angry, you know, the typical Nigerian will say this when somebody gets blessed. The God that did it for him will do my own too. You don't even have time to rejoice with the blessing that you're dealing with. You're not really happy for him. You're not. You're wondering why should it be him? There's somebody in this church who consistently gets blessed. He's always coming out to give testimony. And every time you come out, you always say things in your heart. Why is he the only one? The Bible says if you are not faithful in another man's success, Who is going to give you your own? We don't care about us. And God is interested in us. In other words, you're not going to be blessed outside pastor. Guess what? Pastor is not going to get blessed outside you. I was invited to Oyo one time, went to a church. The pastor took me to the parsonage, took me to the hall. We'd spent 10, 15 million building the hall, another 5, 6 million building the parsonage. Our church is worth 25 million naira. Pastor praised God with me. In my typical fashion, I said, well, that's nice. But whose asset column is it going under? Your denomination. So you know the true wealth of your church is the individual wealth of everybody in the church. That's truly how wealthy your church is. Stop looking at the building or what is owned to you. Come, I was telling him when I was coming, we're still rejoicing at redeemed winners owning a university. We're still rejoicing at winners. I'm telling you, we're coming into a dispensation where you as an individual will own a university.
Amen.
Where you as an individual will own a hospital, a bank. That's what the world listens to. Bill Gates shows up in Nigeria and governors want to sit with him. Dangote goes all over the place and everybody wants to talk to him. Based on what? Success. And by the way, I was asking my people the other day, I said, what products does Dangote produce? He doesn't produce goods for rich people. He produces goods for everybody. Now, guess what he's doing? He's producing petrol for all of us to buy into our cars. He produces spaghetti, sugar, salt. Everybody wants to sell to the top. What does Bill Gates do? Software that is available on every computer desk, every program Oprah does. Everybody can watch. But what do? We all want to sell to the top echelon because those people understand. People like Econet founder, what do they produce? They produce common services for human beings because they understand that the way you get best is by being a blessing. We've been taught, make as much as I can make for myself. When I'm blessed, I'll give to church. That's not God's plan. Why are you looking sad? It's good news, I think. Let's rise up. Let's rise up. Let's pray this prayer. Does it make sense what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Don't forget what I said. God wants a manifestation. And I'm beginning to see it. You see, the blessings of God, Bible says, make it rich. And added no sorrow to it. You see, if you get married and 2 years later, you are thinking of divorce, something's wrong. If you start a business and 2 weeks later, you are miserable in the business, that's not the blessing of the Lord. I don't know if you get the point I'm making. The Bible says the blessing of the Lord make it rich and added no sorrow to it. That's the level he wants you and I to get to now. Where we're walking. Listen to me. You know, I tell you what is even making things even stranger to me is the fact that one contained in this prayer point is one that I think everybody here needs. Let's start with God be merciful to us. Father, let's pray. Father, be merciful to us. Overlook our errors. Forgive us for the times we didn't realize that we needed your blessing. I need your blessing every day. I need your blessing when I step out. I need your blessing when I'm going. The Bible talks about you are blessed in the city. Yeah, and by the way, listen, can I stop and say this? The word bless, can I stop and say this? Please, I've said it here before. I've said it many times, but it's new generation. The word bless is an empowerment. The word blessings is the fruit. That's why the Bible says God blessed Abraham, saying, it is what he says that empowers you. Now, the car, the house, the children, the buildings, that is now the effect of, as a matter of fact, if you look at curse, it actually uses singular. It says, if you are cursed, curse is singular. The consequences of the curse is curses. Do you understand what I'm saying? So you are making a shift. And by the way, can I explain something to you? Can I borrow you, sir? Is that okay with you? Come. When I was younger, This, let's call this line deliverance. Let's curse this section of the hall. Curse. Let's call this section of the hall blessed. When I was younger in Christianity, they used to do deliverance from us. Cast out demons, break yokes, break this. They come all the way here. It only puts us on the borderline. What I found out about blessing is that if God blesses you, it drags you away from curses over deliverance line into prosperity.
Yeah.
You know, how do I know? Remember the story of Joseph? When his sons? Joseph thought, I have been set free. I have been delivered from my parents, from my wicked brothers. He called his first son a particular name. Remember that? I mix it up. Manasseh or something like that. Huh? Then when he now had the second son, he says, I have been blessed, Abi. When it was time for his father to bless, his father turned it around and says, it was because you were blessed. That's why you were delivered. How many of you pray for a better landlord? Or you pray for your own house? The solution to somebody who has a horrible landlord is to be blessed with a house. Am I making sense? Yeah. Not for a better landlord. So you see what a blessing does? It pulls you from being a tenant into a house owner. I don't know if I'm making any sense. But most of us are still praying, God, deliver me from this. No, tell God, I want to walk in the blessing. What sets you free from school fees, wahala? Scholarship. Talk to me now. What sets you free from the skill level that they have been paying you miserable amount of money? It's an opportunity to be trained to earn more. I don't know if you get the point I'm trying to make. Do you see what I'm trying to talk about now? I'm saying if you don't change the way you pray, you will continue to endure curses and be looking for deliverance rather than look for a blessing that takes you across the line. Does that make sense? Let's look at it. Father, be merciful to me. It means my mistakes are covered up. My mistakes are covered up. It doesn't matter how good or bad you have been. That's the beauty of the blood of Jesus. The Bible says, come unto the throne of God to obtain what? Mercy. And to do what? Find grace. So we're going before the throne and say, Father, be merciful to us. Be merciful to us. Lord, we made mistakes. Some of us came in illegally. We made mistakes. Some of us came in wrongly. We made mistakes. Some of us are owing money. We made mistakes. But Father, I'm saying, Father, be merciful to us. 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 Look at the next verse. It says, and then do what? And then what? Bless us. Bless us. Bless us. Father, bless us. Makisa Topa. I'm tired of struggling to pay my bills. I want the works of my hands blessed. I want the fruit of my room blessed. I want the things that surround me to be blessed, oh God. Be merciful. Oh God, and bless me, oh God. Go back to verse 1. Mata keso pataya. Zeto no pata mankayeta. Zeto no pata mantarakaya. Zeto no panana sitanamaya. Akitama tomatala kiata. Ebrevo kolo patamaya. Zeko no palamata zapatonoma. Zekinin kalatata manama. Thank you. Look at the last one. He says, cause his face to shine upon us. That's favor. By the way, how many of you know that the Bible says Jesus increased in favor with God and with man? Now, if Jesus needed to increase in favor, Yunko. I don't know why, you know, Jesus, the Bible says Jesus increased. He was perfect. Yet he needed favor. I can understand Jesus' favor with man. What I couldn't understand is Jesus' favor with his own father. You know what favor is? Favor is an attraction of God that comes upon your life that causes those who even hate you to help you. They don't like you, but they would. Favor is the supernatural power. You know what he called Mary? Highly favored one. You say, how do I know? Number one, she was pregnant out of wedlock. She had so much favor that her husband didn't stone her. She deserved to die by all accounts. Highly favored. You are the desire of people. They look at you and they want to bless you and they don't know why. When I first got married, I always put my wife forward. We'll go to the counter at the airport, Virgin Atlantic. I'll say, sweetheart, you go. And the guy will look at her and say, madam, do you want an upgrade? Do you want an upgrade? Then she will now say, oh, by the way, I have a husband. But I won't show my face because I knew the favor the woman was carrying. And they will upgrade her. She will step into a place. Somebody will go out of... I remember when my son took ill, one letter, somebody wrote it from Lagos to Abuja. They gave us £20,000 to take our son to hospital here in London. A check. That was even before the world war. So you can imagine how much it is now. Because people got to understand, I walk in favor. You know what favor means? That you asked for something yesterday, they said no. Your circumstances haven't changed. Your face hasn't changed, but you go and ask for it tomorrow, and they will say yes. And then people will come and meet you and say, how did you do it? That's when his name will be known. You see what I mean? That's when his name will be known. So we're going to pray that last. So Father, cause your face. Cause your face. Oh, to shine on me. The Bible, there's a blessing in Numbers that says that. Father, cause your face. Cause your face to shine upon us. In this church, cause your face to shine upon us. Cause your face to shine upon us. Cause your face to shine upon us. There's a voice that says, cause your face to shine upon us. Give us peace. Go to the next verse. And I'm going to close. It says that your way may be known on the earth. Listen to me. You are not called. You can be a superstar in church and nothing outside there. It's irrelevant. Let me tell you something. If Walesho Inka decides to join this church, I promise you he'll be sitting on the front row here. But he's sitting on the front row has nothing to do with what he accomplished in church. It has to do with what he has accomplished in the world. I don't know why people don't understand that. We struggle to become ministers in church. I was talking to Pastor Agu the other day, and he was like, I don't fight for position. They create positions for me. Listen to me. You're going to be a blessing out there. Not here, alone. I don't know if I'm making any sense. And when you come, they will celebrate you here. I don't know if you get my point. Apostles, see who just walked in. The Nobel Prize winner. See who just walked in. That inventor. Look at them who just walked in. The person providing the largest housing estate in the city. Look at who just walked. Am I making sense? The student that has got 5 scholarships and doesn't know which school to go to. I don't know if I'm making any sense. That's what it means. Then you come into church, then the world will know that God is amongst you. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, help us to begin to walk in the revelation of your blessing. We want to see the manifestation. We have given lip service to your blessing. Now we want to see it. Now we want to see it. Lord, we want to see it in the works of our hands. We want to see it in our marriages. We want to see it in our relationships. We want to see it in the businesses that we're running. We want to see it among the students that live amongst us. That, Lord, a new day, a new day, a new day, a new way, a new blessing has begun. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Makasatoda. Enough of the theories. Now, oh God, it's time. It's time. It's time. Makasuto. Mbele seto sopatai. Ekina pato palatai. Gedi gidu bagata mankata. Ledri dosto patakata naga. Yedo pala nakata katopala. Eda pano patana kita paroro. Ruba sananta katata brada. Ida laga tumakata esada. Thank you. Finally, let me say this to you, please. You're not married. You've been believing God for marriage. You don't have a child. You're believing God for children. And when there's a time for somebody to get married, you say, I'm not going because of the way you feel. You have to go and rejoice with those who are rejoicing. Somebody gets a scholarship, buy them a gift. Be part of their blessing, because your God is not a respecter of persons. And he's faithful to the end. He's watching your heart. He is watching your heart. He's watching my heart. There are pastors in Nigeria, they have money that will make you uncomfortable. I'm talking about you as a human being. When you see how much money they have, you'll be scared. And so after a while, you start to get resentful because you don't have money. But you don't know how they got their money. How dare you judge? Do you know when they were making all those sacrifices and making all those, you know what I mean? And then finally God decides to raise them and you are now angry. Hey, why should he have all that money? Why should he do this? No. And God says, that thing will never let you access that level of blessing. Let go this morning. Somebody's marriage is better than yours. Forget it. Bless God for their life. Somebody is blessed. Celebrate their blessing. Tell God for every step you've taken in the wrong direction, you're making amends right now. Remember what Jesus said to Peter? 3 times he denied him, and God gave him 3 times an opportunity to agree with him. So I'm asking you this morning, come back into agreement. There's a wedding, go. There's a wedding, go. There's a naming ceremony, go. There's something that somebody's blessed and you're not. So the person will be getting their 5th car and you don't have a car. Go and buy a steering rack for that thing. Just be a blessing and watch God multiply his blessing back into your life. Enough. Your God is bigger. He's bigger than any situation. There is nothing too difficult for your God to do. He is faithful to the end. He will take care of your needs. That is his job. That is his job. That is his job. It's not your place. Doesn't matter whether they get paid for 1 hour and you've been doing this ministry for 20 years. Rejoice with those who are rejoicing. Rejoice with those who are rejoicing. Say to the Lord today, cleanse my heart, O God. Cleanse my heart, O Lord. Let me embrace what you're doing amongst us. Let me embrace what you're doing amongst us. Thank you. Thank you. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we step out. We step out and we step into the blessings of the Lord. Lord, we hold no resentment today. We let go of the hurt. Yeah, we let go of the past. We let go of the things that have held us back. And Lord, from this day forward, even from now, let there be a manifestation. Let there be a manifestation in the lives of every single person here. Amen. Even those who didn't make it here today. Amen. Your blessings have no limitations. Amen. And now, Father, there, it's been a wilderness journey. But the Lord says, I'm bringing you home. Amen. I'm bringing you home. And in this place where I will plant you, everything you sought for in every place will be found in one location. Everything you've looked for, you will find in one place. Yea, you will stop looking for them. They will be coming to meet you. They will be coming to meet you. They'll be coming to meet you and say, do you want? What do you want? What else do you want? How can we do for you? How can we help you? Why? Because you've stepped into the blessing. You've stepped into the blessing. I am blessed coming in. I am blessed going out. I am blessed coming in. There is a manifestation. Remember what Mary said. Let there be a manifestation of the things spoken. Of the things spoken. David said, oh Lord, everything you said you're going to do, do. Do in my life. Do in my life. Do in my life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.